There you are. I have been struggling not to wake you. As much as I love to watch you sleep, today's an exciting day. I have news. No, no experiments today. Calm down. No experiments for you ever again, in fact, if we're lucky. Yes, it's finished. After 12 months of grueling hard work together, it's finally finished. Look, here. The mutagen. This ampoule, injected into the subject, will allow us to pass on your accelerated regenerative traits. The world of medicine is about to be turned upside down. Or, I'm hoping, at least. I haven't had a chance to test it yet, you see. We still have to run trials, figure out a way to set up mass production with our budget of zero. Dr. Dropkick Murphy would likely have the suitable contacts. In the meantime, we have cause for celebration. Of course, a night out and candlelit dinner is out of the question. Maybe we'll order in. Do something less exquisite. Oh, I haven't had sweet potato fries in so long. But I suppose solid foods might cause trouble for you after. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Your part in this is done. And a fine job you've done indeed. Aside from the crude language, perhaps. It's to be expected, of course. You've suffered so much. Not just for me, but all mankind. Not merely hero, but alive. Real life superhero. That's what you are. And as such, yes, I suppose I can let you out of your restraints at last. Don't give me trouble, all right? I'm choosing to trust you. Just a moment then, while I clean you up a bit. I'll have to remove all these needles and tubes. I'm sorry. It's going to be unpleasant. Nothing compared to what you've been through already, of course. There you are. And would you look at that? The insertion sites are already closing up. You never cease to amaze. Now, I am going to ask you again. You understand how important our work is, don't you? It will change everything. But I can't do it without you. The mutagen itself is completely synthetic, and I have an ample selection of frozen samples to further study, but I still need you here, just in case something goes wrong. I need you here. I need you. So, no hijinks. Well, that's it then, isn't it? Nothing to do now but to get you out of those straps. No hijinks. 12 months strapped to a gurney. Not an ounce of muscle atrophy on you. Wait! Wait. Stop! Don't do this. You're frazzled from your ordeal. You're not thinking clearly. I'm the only one who knows how to manufacture the mutagen. If you kill me now, all of this, all you've suffered, has been for nothing. All the pain we went through together will end up helping no one. So, put the scalpel down. Do you know it's the right thing to do? Thank you. You're a smart cookie. I knew you'd see reason, but thank you. We're going to help so many people, you and I, in a way only you and I can. But we can only do it together. Your body. My brain. Can't you see it? If ever there were two people meant for each other, bound by gods or fate or circumstance, it's us. No one else in the world can do what we can. We're connected. I hurt you, yes, but I had to. And I know you know that. Such a beautiful soul you are. I knew it before I ever made contact with you. I knew it when I first laid eyes on you. People like us were martyrs. We sacrifice so others don't have to. We suffer to save the rest. But we don't have to suffer alone. We have each other. This past year we've spent together. I know you feel it too. Look. Look at me. Don't you turn away from me. I know you feel it. You can pretend otherwise, but I know. What do you have waiting for you out there at any rate, hmm? Yes, I know what your social life looked like. And I know why, too. You pushed people away because you knew you put them in danger. And you were right to do so. You did that because you are a good person. Besides, you've been gone for a year. You might as well be dead to everyone you know. They've long since forgotten all about you. But they never deserved you to begin with. But me, I understand you. I know you like no one else ever will. I know how to make you scream. I know how to make you whimper and squirm. You can deny it if you like. I won't deny myself any longer. I've tested you. I've jabbed you. I've prodded you, I've cut you. I've tasted you. I've collected an assortment of preserved appendages of yours. I've done unspeakable things too. But it's not enough anymore. I want all of you. I want to run my tongue on your skin.
I want to sink my teeth into your flesh. I want... What? Why are you looking at me like that? Mad? We're all mad here. You still don't believe in our work, do you? Is that what's going on here? Fine. If you need to see it with your own eyes, what we've done, what we've done together, I'll show you. I'll be the test subject for the mutagen. It should be taking effect. But I feel nothing so far. Let's see. The scalpel should do. Shut up! You just shut up and watch. Watch me! We're about to make history. That's unpleasant. Should not have stabbed myself. It's working. The wounds are closing up. And there you have it. It works. We've done it, you and I. And yet you still have that look in your eyes. It's all right. I understand now. I was hasty. It was silly of me to think you'd be on board after everything we've been through. But you will be. Once you see how we've changed the world. However long it takes. Just a sedative. So I can strap you back in. I'm afraid I can't set you free just yet. You need time. So rest now, sweet Marvel. You've earned it.